Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jimmy. I'm the Associate Creative Director for Manuel and AGM Agency. And welcome back to the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast, guys. In this episode, Manuel talks about his 7-step marketing strategy formula to help take you on a path of success with your business in the social media world. I'll give you a few of them, but you have to tune in for Manuel's deep dive into these topics. Okay, so for instance, number one, he talks about finding your superpower. It's finding your unique ability that you have that can help others. Number two, omnipresence. Now, this means to be everywhere in social media, in the whole social media world all at once. And number three, having your own list and how important that is. Number four, building your audience, right? So, all right, guys, tune in now, take some notes, because this information is incredibly valuable for your business in the social media world.
All right, guys, we are live on Facebook now and super excited to be here because today, as I'm recording this, it's Thursday, July 23rd, and we are absolutely rolling in the subject of marketing right now. And I want to teach you guys about what's working right now. One of the things that came up, we recently did a survey. A lot of you guys came in. I'll let you guys start coming in and helping me spread the word. You click that button right there and say, share it to the world. You guys are probably watching the replay. One of the things that came out of our survey that we just did this last week is people having a tough time with this subject right here, the subject of building a marketing strategy. I'll tell you one thing that I've learned throughout the years in the subject of marketing. If you don't start any campaign with a strategy, you are destined to fail with that particular campaign. You gotta know exactly what your intention is, what is your number that you're looking for, what is your key performance indicator, what are you trying to accomplish right here, and how do you decide if it's a winning campaign or a losing campaign? Because let me guarantee you something, you will have enormous amount of losers along the way. I like to compare the subject of marketing to baseball. If you are successfully getting on base 3 out of 10 times, and you have a 300 batting average, you are an absolute marketing rock star. If you're doing that in the marketing world, and you are successfully creating campaigns 3 out of 10 times that you can scale and grow, you're doing a great job. So anyways, let me see what's going on over here. Give you guys a chance to come back in. How cool is it that now Facebook is giving out captions live? It depends on your settings. Some of you guys will see them, some of you guys won't, but I see my screen right here, and you can see that Facebook is automatically transcribing my text as I'm speaking to you guys. How cool is that? Technology, right? Anyways, I see some of you guys here. Let me see if you guys can comment below. Let me know if you can hear me well and see me well, and then we'll get to it. I'm gonna be talking about a 7-step formula, which is what I've applied for years. But now in COVID-19, this formula becomes that much more important, and you guys all need to have it. Whether you have an e-commerce brand, or you have an Amazon brand only, or you have a business that needs to generate leads so you can deliver a service, or you have a real estate business and you also need leads for that, no matter what your business is, this same formula, I promise you, applies to you 100%. Okay, so I see Jazz says I agree. Agustina says yes. All right, let me know, guys, if you guys can hear me well. All of you guys that are here joining us live. Marianne says, can hear and see you from the UK. Fantastic, Marianne. Okay, guys, so I have the iPad right here, and I can see your comments. So please let me know if where you guys are tuning in from, if you guys have a business. If you can engage with me and let me know, I would really, really appreciate it so I can read your comments and try to provide as much value as possible. Help me spread the word. Those of you guys that are here, there is a button, right? You're going to see that button on your either app or on your desktop. You're going to see that button anywhere that you are at. And that button is going to say the 5-letter word. Actually, is it 5 letters? Yeah. It says chair. You hit that button, and you help me find new people, especially in this very difficult time. What I talk about is very important because I'm teaching people how to use social media for their business. And do you know how important social media has become right now? It has become everything. So let's break it down. Why has it become everything? Because the world is changing right now. Do you know how many businesses have closed down in the last 5 months since COVID started hitting the world, businesses that have been around for ages, businesses that we all grew up hearing about and visiting, are closed down, going bankrupt, restructuring, and basically going back to the drawing board. It's absolutely incredible what's going on right now, guys. So I'll tell you guys a list, an overall list of some of these businesses that have created an impact on me. I'll tell you why the world is changing just by looking at these names. GNC, basically the biggest supplement retailer on planet Earth. Payless, anybody in the US, you know Payless shoe store, right? Gone, bankrupt. Gymboree, I've been buying stuff for my kids in that store for ages. I have a 14-year-old and I have four kids in total, and Gymboree, we were a big client for this company. Charming Charlie, Papyrus, one of the biggest paper retailers in the world. JCPenney, 118-year-old company. 118-year-old company going bankrupt and going into a restructure. Aldo Shoe Store, Neiman Marcus, J. Crew, Pier 1 Imports, True Religion, Chuck E. Cheese, and so on and so on. It's absolutely incredible what's happening on right now, guys. But at the same time, it has opened up a transfer of wealth for a lot of e-commerce brands and social media brands to be able to take advantage of this world right now. Because all that money that used to be invested in these platforms, where do you think it's going? It's not being spent right now, which means that Facebook and social media and Instagram and these platforms have less demand of advertising, which has given us more opportunity for us as small business owners, the medium-sized businesses, and all these guys are not close to those big corporations to be able to advertise and get more results at a lower cost. So what we're seeing right now in the world of social media is exactly that, more results at a lower cost. But some of you guys might be wondering, how the heck do I get started? What is my first step? What do I do? Well, one thing that I'll mention right now, tomorrow I am launching a contest, and you're gonna find out more about that if you're on my list. You will find out more about that tomorrow. If you're not on my list, you should get on my list, manuelsuarez.com, and you're gonna find out about this contest. We're giving away some incredible prizes in exchange for just generating a big list with your help. That's coming tomorrow, including agency services and a bunch of other stuff, and how to get started, and checklists, and steps, and formulas, and setups, and all those things. That's coming tomorrow. But I'm gonna give you guys the overall step-by-step formula so you can get started right now. If you are one of those people that are like, okay, I get it, the world has changed, I cannot operate the way that I was operating 6 months ago, I need to adjust myself, there is a transfer of wealth from retail to online retail, and that's happening whether I want to or not, and I'm not gonna stop that. You either get on the train or you are seeing everybody pass you by while you wave and say, I miss you, I hope that one day I will meet you guys. Okay, great. So let's get to it. I'm gonna give you guys a seven-step formula. Let me know, as you guys are coming in here, I wanna thank you for joining. Again, I'm gonna be talking about a seven-step plan to get on social media and do a marketing strategy for your business, whatever that is. So hit that share button right now. If you guys are coming in right now, hit that share button and help me spread the word. This is gonna be valuable. So, what is the first thing that you do if you wanna get on social media? Well, you gotta have a strategy. And how does that start? And I'll tell you what the starting point is. This is a pondering process. You gotta figure out what is your superpower. What do I mean by that? I mean that you need to find out, how can you help other people? How does your business help others? If you don't have a business, you gotta discover what is the something that you're passionate about that you could talk about in your diner, in your kitchen, you could talk about it in a party, in an activity, you could talk about it anywhere. What do you do that is going to help other people improve an aspect of their lives? That is the first thing before doing anything else on the world of social media. Let me give you some examples. One of the things that I have done successfully over the last 9 years in the world of marketing right now is help some people figure out their superpowers. One of those people was my father. His name is Frank Suarez. That individual had a superpower. His superpower, which sometimes you take it for granted yourself, what is your true ability, was to sit down with somebody and give them information about health and about themselves and help them improve an area of their lives physically. Help them with their metabolism, give them some advice, some feedback, some direction. That was a superpower. So what we did was that we said, Dad, what you gotta do is get on social media and talk to people about how to get healthy with their metabolism. And he started doing that in 2012. Late 2012, we uploaded the first video ever on YouTube. He started doing it for the first year or two. Nobody was paying much attention, but then it slowly started expanding. And today, it exploded. 2020, we have a brand, which is Frank Suarez, that generates 50 million views across social media channels every single month. It all started with an idea to develop a marketing strategy that starts with a superpower. Without that first step, you cannot move forward. You gotta know what is the thing that you can give to people that's gonna take away any skepticism about what you do and how you can help. If you figure that out, the rest becomes easy. You cannot do anything else on social media until you have that figured out. Now, you may be asking yourself, Manuel, but I don't have a superpower. I don't know what to offer. All I know is I have good products and services, and I want to get more clients. Well, if you're doing that, if you're one of those thinking like that right now, wait a second. Are we live? Yes, I think we are. Can somebody confirm? Because something on my iPad says something different. Let me check. Yeah, we are. Okay, great. We seem to be okay. If you're one of those people that are thinking like that right now, again, thank you for being here, guys. Press that share button right now and help me spread the word. Just press that button. We're talking about marketing strategy. How to get started with a marketing strategy, how to get going with a marketing strategy from scratch, which is one of the things that people were asking about the most. You gotta figure that out as a first step. Just like my dad figured out how to get on social media by providing value, same thing with Dr. Berg, one of my biggest clients. He figured out the subject of the ketogenic diet was his superpower, and he wanted to help people understand that diet. So he started doing a lot of value and talking about that particular thing. In my case, I have built an agency. My agency is composed of 65 staff, strong today in 2020. Before COVID, we had 50, now we have 65. We have been expanding. What is my via? How do people get into AGM marketing? How do people become our clients? It's all from my superpower. People like you are here, a lot of the guys that are here, you are watching this particular content piece and you get that I really wanna help you and that I'm giving you true value. So down the line, I don't know when, at some point you might be asking yourself, I wonder if it's going to be a smart thing for me to hire Manuel Suarez's marketing agency because they're gonna be doing better than me. Guaranteed. You can try to be as good as us, but trust me, it's been a long path for us to become a very solid marketing agency that delivers quality results. It's been a process. So maybe down the line, we have clients that sign up right now for AGM that have followed my content for a year and a half, for 2 years. And eventually they come and they say, Manuel, can you help us? My superpower, my ability to help others is teaching them marketing, how to get strategies incorporated, how to do such and such, how to find an audience, how to do retargeting, how to build audiences. I show them about that. I show them about things that they don't understand themselves. I present to them opportunities, Facebook advertising, Instagram ads, using stories, Instagram TV, getting on LinkedIn, doing messenger marketing, building a bot. Those are all things that I do within my superpower. That's me. If you're a realtor, for example, you figure out how can you help people get educated on the subject of real estate? What's happening with the economy? Is the market booming? Is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? What are good opportunities? What to look for when you go buying for a house? What is actually a red flag when you're about to purchase a house? What is the thing that you know is an ability that you have that most people would pay money to find that information? and be able to utilize it so they don't make mistakes. You gotta figure that out. It doesn't matter what it is. Whatever you tell me, I'll be able to give you guys an exact superpower that you have. And you have to ponder and think about it. And sometimes it takes a few days. And once you have that figured out, you can move on to the next step. And not until then. All right, so you guys that are here showing up live, I appreciate you guys very much. If you can help me, first of all, comment below and let me know that you're here, where you're tuning in from. Let me know what your business is and give me some feedback. Again, I am seeing you here on the big screen, on my big screen, all right? I see myself here, but I'm not looking at myself. I am looking at your comments. So let me know in the comments where you're coming in from. How did you find this Facebook Live, for example? Did you get my email? Did you get a broadcast? Did you just get notified by Facebook? Please give me some data. Show me you're alive. Use your fingertips. Comment below and let me know that you're here. And also, while you're doing that, go ahead and hit that share button and help me spread the word so we can actually get more people help during this very difficult time, all right? Dean says, hi, Manuel, that's great. That's fantastic. What else? You guys can comment below. I know there's a 20-second delay usually, so I'll start seeing some comments. Great, so I know I'm also live on IG. Thank you guys for being here. You guys are watching the replay on IGTV. Thank you for watching the replay. Help me spread the word, and again, we're gonna go ahead and change the world together. How about that? That is my mission. And those of you guys that are joining in a little bit late, please stay tuned. Tomorrow in the morning, we have a major announcement of a massive contest that we're rolling out that is gonna give you a chance to win AGM Marketing Services, my agency that you can win to take your business to the next level, all right? So Paul says, Kentucky, you got a text message, okay, great. Jazz says, was notified by Facebook, okay, great. Marianne says, look good. Feel good is my motto for my Shopify store. I like it. Okay, feel good about what? Feel good about yourself. What are you selling? Like funny products? What are you selling? Health, fitness? It depends, right? Gerbert is here. Great to have you here, Gerbert. And okay, let's keep going. So find that superpower. Number one, once you figure that out and you really get it, and you can actually go on to the next step, and you really understand this is my thing. This is what I'm good at. This is what I can do every single day, nonstop. I know that I'm not gonna get tired of this. I know that I don't get tired about marketing. I don't get tired of the subject of marketing ever. I have been talking marketing every single day of my life for 9 solid years now. I'm not even close to getting tired. I'm actually just getting started. I don't have any burnout. That doesn't exist for me. I am marketing inside and out. That's my superpower. I love getting people to capture attention and turning that attention into money, because that is the funnel. You capture attention, you eventually turn it into money. You have no attention, I'm sorry, you got no money coming in. It's as simple as that. If you're one of those people thinking, well, I'm just a direct response marketer, I just wanna sell my products and my t-shirts and my cups, and I wanna sell my services and I wanna sell this, it's not going to happen. You cannot really scale that because there's too much competition and too many people doing the same thing. How do you make yourself different? You're gonna figure out that superpower. And once you figure that out, you're gonna go on to the next step. Are you ready for the next step? Let's see what's coming in here. Deborah says, hey, thanks for the email. I am in Stone Mountain, Georgia. My business is health and wellness and life insurance. Help. Absolutely, Deborah. A lot of opportunity in those if you follow this exact formula. So you gotta get that done. You got that superpower? Let's move on to the next step. Again, there's 7 steps. Obsessively communicate. Obsessively communicate. You can also name that be omnipresent. Be everywhere and talk about it obsessively. And for the first 6 months, I would even tell you for the first year, don't worry about how many likes, how many comments, how much engagement, how many followers. You gotta seriously forget about it. You put your head down, you close your eyes, and you do it. And you talk about it all day long, and you pay no attention to what the world is saying about it or how many people is being reached with that particular thing. You obsessively communicate about that superpower and you help, 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 help. Now, along the way, if you're asking yourself right now, sure, Manuel, but I cannot put my head down for 6 months or a year and not make any income. Along the way, if you get really good in the subject of marketing, which is obviously a part of the formula, you can figure out growth hacking strategies to get there faster if you learn how to get your audiences to participate. An example of that is going to be tomorrow, in which I launch a contest. The purpose of that contest, make no mistake, is growth hacking. I don't have enough eyeballs yet. I'm not satisfied. I need to figure out how to get this superpower in front of more people because I know I have the power of helping businesses. And I feel irresponsible if I am not doing everything that I can to save that mom and pop shop or that business that is about to close down because they don't know how to bring attention towards their businesses or they don't know how to transition to this internet world that is right now quickly evolving faster than we all thought it was going to evolve. It was going to happen. We didn't know it was going to happen this fast, but we knew it was going to happen. So you got to know exactly how long the process takes. It's not something that you can know. It can be 2 months, it can be 6 months, it can be a year, but you got to be willing to put your head down and obsessively communicate about that superpower. So if it's real estate education, if you want to inspire people, if you want to entertain, if you want to educate people, no matter what that superpower is, you got to just go out there and do it aggressively. And if you do that aggressively, you will eventually have the elements for the next step of the formula. So once you have that in place and you have obsessively communicated to people out there, you're going to go into providing value. And at this stage of the game, you got to still think about how can you help people? Because if you don't go down that route, people are going to be skeptical of you. They think that you're out there because you want something from them. Instead of answering their question, what's in it for them? That's the way that you have to approach this game right here. If you do this, at this point, you're going to start getting away from skepticism and people are going to start believing in you. In my case, I have marketing courses that are free. I have education. I have social media content, 350 publications every single week going out that are teaching people the basics of what I do and also even advanced strategies on the subject of marketing. That's basically what I do every single day. So I'm building an audience by providing enormous value. These people that are following me keep on believing in me more and more and more. So at some point down the line, down this formula, when I get to the point that I need to make them an offer because, hey, we're all running a business, right? If you're here, chances are you're here because you're running a business. So those of you guys that are joining in a little bit late, if you missed a part of it, we're talking about a marketing strategy. We have talked about the formula so far, which is a 7-step formula, which starts with figuring out what is your ability to help others, which I call superpower. Inspire, entertain, educate. What is it about marketing? Is it about business? Is it about consulting? Is it about administration? Is your superpower beauty? Is it health? Is it fitness? Is your superpower design? Is it fashion? Is it construction? Is it, what is your superpower? You must have something, because if you don't, you don't really have a business. If you just think about, oh, I'm just in it because I want to sell products, then you are in the wrong business model. And the way that you succeed in today's world is by figuring out how do you provide that value. All right, so if you guys are here, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Help me spread the word. Click that share button that you can see in your screen, whether that's on your Facebook app or desktop app or the iPad, anywhere. Click on that button that says share and help me spread the word. Dean says, I'd love to hear from you personally. I want to do business with you. We have a business that is COVID-proof. That's awesome, Dean. Absolutely awesome. You can check us out at agmagency.com and reach out through there to see if we can help you. Okay, so you got to figure out this process so far. Once you have this clear, you're going to communicate about it obsessively. When I say obsessively, I mean the word obsession means that you don't stop communicating about it. On podcasts, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on stories, on Instagram TV, on Messenger, on email, all the time. You figure out how do you communicate and what is the exact value that you can give to people with a lot of communication, and you provide that value. My value, to give you some examples, is I do a mini course, for example, on Facebook advertising, how to build a business on Facebook ads. I do also mini courses on Messenger. I do resources. I'm going to give out tomorrow a getting started with Facebook ads checklist, getting on social media checklist, showing you a roadmap to success, showing you what I've done successfully, because I'm not just a talker, I'm also a walker. When you hear me talk about something, guys, I don't know if you guys, this is the first time you see me or not. If you are seeing me for the first time, I absolutely love it. That's exciting. Welcome to my world. If you're not, you know that I'm actually a doer. I do things that I talk about. I'm not somebody that just talks about how expert I am and I'm showing my Teslas and my cars and my mansions and my money. I'm all the time walking the talk. And that's basically what I do. And then I come and I show you guys what I'm doing so you can actually repeat and do your own process. That's what I do over here. So you want to provide that value. And that you want to do it aggressively. And at this point, guys, you don't sell anything yet. You simply provide that value. So you got your superpower, right? So you know how you're going to help people. And once you have a superpower, you talk about it all the time. And you build that trust and that confidence. And you get rid of that skepticism nonstop. And then you provide that value. You give them resources. And you give them freebies and mini courses and checklists and do-it-yourself tutorials. And you give them more videos and more training, more education. At this point, you don't even sell them anything yet. You don't sell them anything yet. And then you move on to the next step of the formula. And that is going to be building audiences of people. This is where we start getting a little bit into the technicalities of marketing. And I want to tell you a little something in case you're not aware of this world. It is absolutely possible to trace the footprint of every single individual on all of these platforms. Somebody that watches your video on Facebook, you know exactly, not only that they watched it, you know how long they watched it for, if they watch other videos, if they watch 50% of that video, or if they only watch 3 seconds of that video. All that data is there. So you gotta know how, as you're doing this, you're building audiences. Instagram, for example. You also have that data, in case you didn't know that. I'm sure everybody here already knows that by now. In case you didn't know that, Instagram is owned by Facebook. So they all are an ecosystem. Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp. This world is one world. Somebody watches a video on Instagram from your obsessive value that you're giving out to the world. This data is there. And you can access that data very, very easily. And you can use that to your advantage. And you're building audiences and followings and people that are coming into your Facebook Lives, like right now, and they're coming in and getting some value, and then you're making them start believing in what your message is and what it's all about. So that's something that you're doing consistently. You're building these audiences. Followers on Facebook, Instagram followers, people that are watching your videos, engage with your Facebook page, people that are messaging you on your page, people that are commenting on your posts. You're building an audience of people. And if you do this enough and consistently enough, you will eventually have enough audiences that you're gonna have the ability to sell things to people. And what I like to say, I had an interview with Damon John a couple of weeks ago, and I talked about when you're doing this, you're earning a right to sell things to people. If you don't do this process, superpower, communicate about it obsessively, provide value, build audiences, you do not have a right in social media to sell them something. They do not believe in you. They are skeptical. You're gonna waste your advertising dollars. You gotta figure this out. You see how this is all like a battle plan. This is like a strategy. You gotta put it up from the top down. My dad always told me that the war is not won with a battle. It's not won by an individual battle. It's won with a strategy. You don't got a strategy in place, you're gonna lose. It doesn't matter how much manpower you got. No strategy, no win. As simple as that. So in marketing, you gotta have that strategy in place or your account, your business will not make it in this social media environment. Okay, building audience of people. Number five, build your central files. What does that mean? It means that at this point that you have done a good enough job, that you have attention, that you put a video out there and you have people watching you. In this case, I got a lot of people on Facebook watching me. I got maybe somebody on Instagram, some people on Instagram watching me. I have done a good enough job of creating an attention. People are getting some value from this. Hopefully they're getting value. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. I'm wasting your time on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Because you're getting some value, you guys are here. Now, I can build a central file. What does that mean? Identities. I need names. I need phone numbers. I need emails. I need subscribers on Messenger. And I need to absolutely build my central files. Because I don't know if you've heard this old marketing adage, money's in the list. Well, that is actually 100% a true statement. If you don't have a list, you will not make it in the business world. I always talk about this to my Amazon sellers, friends, and students, and clients. If you're an Amazon seller and you have an Amazon brand, I want you to realize that you are waking up every single day in danger because that business is owned by Amazon, not by you. And if Amazon one day wakes up in the wrong side of bed, you're in trouble, man. As simple as that. You gotta make sure that you have your own list. Something happens and Amazon shuts you down for whatever reason. Trust me, I've had those nightmares before. Then you continue having a business. You control your own destiny. So building a list is not something that should be optional. It's mandatory in the business world. Your sales, your income will be directly proportional to the size of your list. But if you don't do all these steps, 1 through 4, before you actually build your central files, the people that are going to be in your list are going to be low quality people. And you don't want that. Why? These people are not going to open up your emails. They're not going to engage. They're not going to actually be interested in anything you have to offer. So if you just gave them a lead magnet and a freebie and a resource or something, and you did not go through the process of showing them that you're for real, that you really want to help them, then you're going to have a list that doesn't care about your message and your business. And that's a dead list, and that doesn't work. So you got to make sure that you're building this process. So over here, you make people an invitation to join your list, your mini courses, your resources, your contests, your quizzes, your challenges, your invitation to come to Messenger, to text messaging, to email, whatever it is that you have going on. You got to build your central files. But at this pace right here, since we're doing this process, these two things are connected. Building audiences of people on Facebook, on Instagram, you retarget them. You retarget them to build them on your central files, to bring them into your central files. That's why the next step is such an important step. So let me see what's going on here with my people. All right, so everybody can still hear me well and see me well. So some of you guys that are joining in, thank you for being here. We're talking about a marketing strategy. You can probably watch this replay. It might be very helpful for a lot of you guys. Quick recap over here. Marketing strategy for any brand, you gotta find your ability to help others. Superpower, if you don't have this in place and you go for direct selling, you're gonna be met with skepticism and you're gonna lose every single advertising dollar that you put out there. It's not gonna be easy to scale unless you have a magical product. Number two, you gotta obsessively communicate about it. You gotta provide value. Number three, and just give that value out there to the world. Put your head down and give it away. Don't pretend that people should feel lucky to find your products. Give them value and earn your right to sell. Number four, build audiences of people. Get people that are interested in your content. Build an audience of video watchers, of page engaged people, of Instagram followers, of Facebook page followers. Get these people to engage with you. And by doing that, you have an audience of people that you can digitally retarget. Because at this point, you're going to build your central files. And you're going to bring them into your central files. Now, if you build your central files, and if you actually just bring them into your list, and you don't do anything about them, you don't do anything with them, you don't email them, you don't message them, you don't continuously communicate with them, what are you doing all that for? All this goes to waste. All this hard work is for naught if you guys did not do a good job of continuously building a communication line with these people. So you gotta make sure that you build your central files, but not only that you continuously communicate with central files. Three favorite places to continuously communicate: email, Messenger, text message. My favorite platform for me to be able to build these central files, I'll tell you guys, if you guys want to get access to this platform and use it for free for a whole month, this is what I use every single day. This is how I've been able to generate millions over the last 5 years. I've done about 4 million identities using this. ManuelSuarez.com/ManyChat. ManyChat. That's my central files. That is my customers relations management software. In it, I build phone numbers. I build subscribers on Messenger. I build emails. And I communicate in all three platforms within the same place. So if you guys want to check that out, absolutely check it out. Hear me? He's going to press a couple of buttons. I'm live on Facebook again, guys, so I apologize. Sorry for the delay. There's a Wi-Fi issue here. We're going to get back to it. Those of you guys that are on Instagram Live, you might be watching this on Instagram TV, which is one of my favorite things right now, that once you're done with the Instagram Live, you press a button and you go live. You take it to Instagram TV, which is absolutely amazing, no matter how long the content is. Okay, let me know, guys. Can you hear me well and see me well? Are we back in action? And now give you the last two steps of the formula. Are we back in action? Please let me know. And for those of you guys that are listening to the podcast, because this will be a podcast today, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. Please subscribe. Press that button at the top of your podcast app, whether that's Anchor or that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever. Subscribe, and if you can leave a review, that will mean the world to me. So hopefully that's providing a ton of value to you guys. Please go ahead and subscribe right now. You can even go and access this whole video, because this is a video. I just basically put the bullet points on the whiteboard. If you guys want to watch that video, it's going to be on my Facebook page, facebook.com/theninjamarketer. Okay, great. Michael says, yes, sounds good. Sharon says, Jesus says, back in live, no thanks to the heavy rainstorms outside. That's horrible. All right. Okay, guys. So number six, we got the process so far. Number six is no other than get marketing knowledge. And this is where this strategy goes next level. Because once you have these audiences built, the magic of revenue, digital product sales, leads, e-commerce sales, Amazon ranking, Amazon explosion, all those things happen when you're at this level with step number six, get marketing knowledge. You have to understand the opportunities. You really have to understand how big of a world it is. Let me tell you something that might be shocking to give you guys a perspective in regards to how big this world right here is. I would tell you, without exaggeration, that me, that I have been diving into this world, and I'm in the trenches, and I have been obsessed over it, and I built a powerful marketing agency, and I consider myself to be really good at this subject. I consider myself 5% into the knowledge of the marketing world. Where does that put you? To give you an idea, you have to understand that you don't know what you don't know. And that's like the biggest understatement I've ever done. You don't really understand the true potential until you start seeing it. How many times along the way I have seen something and I've told myself, wow, if I would have known that just 6 months ago, what would I have done with it? How many times do we miss out on opportunities because we don't look, because we don't study enough, because we don't keep on learning, and we just abandon that process? Getting marketing knowledge will determine if this whole strategy will be something that you can scale or it will be an epic fail. That knowledge is going to teach you about Facebook advertising, building audiences, Instagram advertising, retargeting, scaling, spending more money and keeping the same results, creating content for your brand, promotional content, when to generate leads, where's the correct thing to do, how can you actually keep this thing moving forward and keep on getting results, how do you add new products, how do you expand your brand, and so on and so on and so on. So getting marketing knowledge is something that you have to continuously dedicate every single day time to it. In my case, which I consider myself a marketing expert, I got Facebook certifications and I got a lot of work behind to get myself to where I'm at today. I am every single day learning. at least a good 20% of my day is spent looking at new opportunities that I haven't discovered just yet. And that is getting marketing knowledge. So you have to build a routine along the way so you can truly understand the Facebook Ads Manager, the Facebook ecosystem, social media marketing, opportunities for attention. Hey, even understanding TikTok and LinkedIn and all these other platforms that have the ability to help you capture attention. You gotta obsess over that because that's gonna teach you how to get your products promoted and sold and your services sold to people that have gone through this incredible journey. Marketing strategy of superpower, obsessive communication, a ton of value. You built them as your audience. You brought them into your central files. You got marketing knowledge. So now you can move on to the final step of this formula. And it says, I'm gonna write down the whole thing because this, a lot of you guys are in business. You have a business and you're all in business for the same exact reasons. You all need to make money. We're all trying to make money. Yes, we have great products. We wanna spread the word. We wanna help people. But in the end, if we're not making money, why are we in business, right? Well, this final step is where the business starts giving you back what you were looking for to begin with. Make offers and or generate leads of qualified potential buyer clients. I know it's a little bit longer than the other ones, but it's a very important one for all of us entrepreneurs, business owners. You gotta start making offers to these audiences that are going through this process. And you gotta start at this point, if you have a lead generation business, generating leads of qualified potential buyers, clients. What makes them qualified? This makes them qualified. Steps 1 through 5 makes these people qualified. If you give them your power, if you communicate about it consistently and you put yourself in front of them consistently, if you provide value to them, if you build audiences of people, if you build your central files, these people are now qualified because you have continuously communicated to them and you have put yourself in front of them and you have given them your superpower. Through podcasting, through Facebook, through Instagram, through content, through Messenger, through texting, through email, through this ecosystem in an omnipresent fashion. You get marketing knowledge and you understand how you can make offers to these people. And if you look at how we built our businesses, Natural Slim, Dr. Berg, my brand, the ones that I built successfully, which are quite a few at this point, are all built on this exact formula. We generate sales to people that have gone through this exact formula every single day. I actually have a policy in my organization. I do not sell to people, I do not make offers to people that don't know who we are and have not been exposed to our content and what we do to help people. I first build the audiences and then I make offers and I eliminate skepticism along the way. There you have it, guys. Steps 1 through 7. Yes, the Facebook page is facebook.com/theninjamarketer. Maria says, can't get your video anymore. Hopefully that's back. Sounds good. Okay, guys, fantastic. So again, thank you for being here. If you guys are joining late, I see some people joining in late. That's Facebook. People jump in and out all the time. We went over the marketing strategy. You guys need to watch the replay and hopefully it's gonna provide a ton of value to you guys. We're gonna be wrapping up right now. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy day. Hopefully you guys are doing well in this COVID-19 environment. Hopefully you guys are focused on things that are gonna help you expand, because if you do focus on those, eventually you'll find enough things that are gonna help you keep on going forward instead of just agreeing with doom and gloom and seeing your business disappear right in front of everybody's eyes. All right, guys, I'll see you guys on the next one.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Facebook Ninja Podcast. If you want to learn more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then sign up for the Manuel Suarez coaching program by heading over to our website, manuelsuarez.com/coaching.